This is JIS News. Coming up, Health Ministry signs $39 million MOU with National Family Planning Board. Parliament approves amendments to Transport Authority Act, and Pradial Larceny Prevention Unit reports 14% reduction in farm theft. The news in detail after this message. Students, enter the JIS Heritage Essay and Poster Competitions. Deadline for entries extended to November 7. Go to jis.gov.jm for details.
JCDC is now accepting entries for the 2016 competitions in
Speech, Drama, Dance, Music and Traditional Folk Forms,
Jamaica Gospel Song,
Children's Gospel Songs,
Festival Song,
World Reggae Dance Championship,
Creative Writing,
Visual Arts,
Culinary Arts,
and the Miss Jamaica Festival Queen.
Submit your entries now. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won.
Visit the JCDC website at jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC parish office island-wide for entry forms and other details.
Now the news. The Ministry of Health has signed a $39.4 million Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with the National Family Planning Board geared towards encouraging pregnant women to seek regular antenatal care. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says the MOU will see the launch of a public education campaign outlining the impact of early antenatal care on reducing pregnancy-related complications, as well as reducing maternal and neonatal mortality rates.
Under this MOU, we'll see the implementation of outreach activities on child and maternal health, including nutrition, chronic disease, parenting skill, targeting women of reproductive age, and parents of children under 5.
Dr. Ferguson adds that the MOU will be managed by the Ministry of Health. He was speaking at a recent contract signing for the procurement of facilities and equipment to boost maternal and neonatal care across the public service on Tuesday. Amendments to the Transport Authority Act, which seeks to increase the seating capacity of hackney carriages from 4 to 5, including the driver, were approved in the House of Representatives Tuesday. Transport Minister Dr. Omar Davies says for some time hackney carriage operators have been calling for the amendment to the section of the Act dealing with the number of persons to be carried. This in order to correct the anomaly that exists between the number of seats or passengers insured and the number of passengers provided for in the law in these vehicles. Dr. Davies notes that currently hackney carriages are insured to carry 4 passengers plus a driver.
The license from the Transport Authority spoke only to 3 passengers and a driver. And this anomaly led to them being stopped by police because of the license issued by the Transport Authority when they have been insured for 4 plus 1.
The Transport Minister says representation was made by the hackney carriers and a decision was taken to move the amendments. The bill will go to the Senate for approval. National Security Minister Peter Bunting is calling on Jamaicans to be united in their position against growing criminal elements in their communities. Minister Bunting issued the call during Tuesday's sitting of the House of Representatives. He maintains that members of the security forces are committed to making the country safer and deserve the support of their fellow citizens.
The security forces deserve our support. They're the last line of defense between law-abiding Jamaicans and the criminals that threaten our future.
Minister Bunting notes that while crime is a long-standing problem, it requires a united and national response, adding that most categories of serious and violent crimes have been trending downwards. And the Pradial Larceny Prevention Unit is reporting a 14% decrease in Pradial Larceny cases and farm theft since the unit began operations in March. Head of the unit and chairman of the National Pradial Larceny Prevention Committee, Deputy Superintendent of Police Kevin Francis, says to date there have been 133 prosecutions. These include larceny of cattle, receiving stolen property, unlawful possession of property, selling uninspected meat, and killing animals with intent to steal. Of this number, 125 convictions were made, while 7 are still pending, and there was 1 dismissal. DSP Francis adds that 192 stolen animals were recovered and over 4,270 pounds of uncertified meat was seized and destroyed. The National Pradial Larceny Prevention Committee was formed in June to provide advice, general guidance and direction to the Pradial Larceny Prevention Unit. It comprises representatives from agencies under the Ministries of Agriculture, Health, National Security, Justice and Local Government and Community Development. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.